Welcome to the situation report for Monday, January 13th. This will be an abbreviated sit rep. I'm actually an hour early because my schedule's all over the place today, trying to service a number of different things. But the biggest thing that's going on is, well, let's just put it this way. On Wednesday, I'll be at the state capitol because of Messer and Jack Donna's efforts to put stolen valor at the front of everybody's radar screens is actually paid dirt. And Walt Blackman, of all people here in Arizona, proposed a bill making it a class two and a class three felony for stolen valor. And I think that that's a huge step forward. And my hat's off to Walt Blackman for that, especially given the fact that I've been pretty harsh on him, criticized him over the years for a number of different things. But, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due. So huge hat tip to Walt Blackman. And look, if you've listened to me for any length of time, you would know that I am very harsh on politicians, especially the politicians here in Arizona that haven't taken any action to fix the voting system. And after 2020 and 2022, I washed my hands of it because there was no action. So this proves to me that they're starting to get the hint that people are angry. But all that said, it's a win for stolen valor. And all this stemmed out of what happened with Steve Slayton and Wendy Rogers here in Arizona, and the investigation that Jack Donna and Seth Keschel did into his DD-214 and his background. And so hat tip to those guys for exposing this in the first place. And hopefully we'll see more legislation like this across the country. And if you don't know what stolen valor is, that's basically somebody that makes up that makes up their background in the military, and they falsify documents, they falsify their DD-214, which is your statement of service, as well as they falsify a number of other things. And you know, over the years, we've seen more and more of it since the Iraq war and the war in Afghanistan. We've seen a lot of it. And it's about time that they crack down on it, because it denigrates every soldier service. And look, my time in combat was a microcosm compared to some of the veterans in this country. Guys that did, you know, 5, 6, 7 tours. I mean, one of my buddies that I went to, actually my roommate from field training, he spent 12 tours overseas. That's an incredible amount of time in combat, in theater. And whether it's 6 months or 5 months, you know, those rotations for the SF guys are shorter, but it's more intense. And I'm telling you that stolen valor affects them the most. So I'm glad to see it finally changing. In other news, there's more information coming out about the fires, more information coming out about the fact that the fires were deliberately set. It's looking more and more like that is not a conspiracy anymore. It's looking more and more like these were deliberately set. So there'll be more of that coming out. The other thing I'm seeing a lot of right now, which I think is very interesting. So two things occurred today, which I think are very, very interesting that you should pay attention to. The first one is, and again, Cliff High, somebody sent me something from Cliff High where he's, I think it was on his Substack, he was saying that there's going to be a lot of information released about crimes that Israel's committed, about AIPAC, and about how Israel has influenced American politics. And I think that's very, very interesting, considering the fact that more and more information is coming out. Like today, there was a post by Mike Flynn where he said, every politician should be asked if they have an AIPAC handler and then investigate it. And Netanyahu was invited to come and declined because evidently there's a tape floating around of Trump calling him a dark son of a bitch. So I think that's very interesting. That we're, what I'm seeing is a lot of different stories and a lot of different narratives coming to light. The one that I wanted to zero in on, though, related to Israel, is the Mossad influence related to 9/11. That's really starting to get some airtime and get some legs under it, too. So I wouldn't be surprised over the next couple of months if we don't get some serious disclosures around that. And the reason why that narrative is so interesting is it wouldn't have seen the light of day. And why now? Why is it coming out now? Why is there a growing momentum to expose AIPAC and Israel? And who's behind it? And then the other thing that I thought was very interesting today was that there's a number of posts about the Chinese moving men, equipment, cyber tools, et cetera, close to our critical infrastructure. And that's been posted along with several videos of Chris Ray talking about the Chinese having operatives here. And really what it is a conviction of Chris Ray, because if he would have been doing his job and not rolling up people that peacefully protested on January 6th, guess what? We'd probably know where all those cells are, and we'd probably know what they were doing. And I would say they probably do know where most of them are. But this lines up with the predictive programming from Sarah Adams. And by the way, she's getting a lot of backlash, which is about time to see. So we're seeing a lot of narratives coalescing right now that's going the opposite direction of what we were seeing before. And it's very interesting, the timing of that. And then there's also rumors now that the inauguration is going to be very abbreviated, and it's going to take place outside of D.C., as well as it's going to, there's not going to be a big hoo-ha. So we'll see if that materializes. The 19th is supposedly when Trump's going to do a rally. I don't know why the fuck he's doing a rally on the 19th, but hey, whatever. So it's interesting nonetheless. But I'm paying attention to those narratives right now, as well as I'm paying attention to some of the narratives that are coming out of Europe. But we're seeing a lot of things happening right now on the information front that are unusual, and the timing really is suspect. And could be distraction, could be real. We'll find out. But The story developing out of California now is that firefighters were supposedly turned away. So let's see how that develops over the next 24 to 48 hours. I think we haven't heard the end of the situation on the ground in California, as well as I'm sure there's going to be more information that comes out about Gavin Newsom, etc., and his role in this, not to mention other issues. There's the rumors definitely floating around that they burned specific areas to destroy evidence related to Diddy, which who knows if that's true or not. But at this point, anything's plausible. And I wouldn't put anything past these people, especially when they know they're quote unquote losing power. But they're building the narrative that there's going to be a 9/11 style attack here in the US, another one. And if that's true, then we'll see a major attack. And the storyline that they're really pushing hard on right now is they're really pushing hard on the storyline that Al-Qaeda has moved these weapons in, and there's a dirty bomb that's been assembled or reassembled, and it's tactical nuclear weapons or theater nuclear weapons or small, I mean, pick your flavor, but it's nuclear, and there's going to be some kind of event. So who the hell knows what's actually going on there? We'll definitely see in the next few weeks if they give it more time or they bring somebody else out to roll out the predictive programming. But I see everything Sarah Adams is saying is predictive program, every bit of it. And look, her narrative around 9/11 is right off the agency books, right? It was Al-Qaeda that did it. They flew planes into buildings. no explanation for Building 7, but Building 7's a conspiracy. And if you talk about Building 7, then you're helping the enemy. It's all nonsense. It's all right out of the agency playbook. So I don't buy a fucking word the woman has to say. And she wrote, and I read the book, and the book's just more of the same agency gibberish. And the funny part of all of it is, and this is the part why everybody, I want people to watch the video on, that Sean Ryan did with her, is that she openly says that the agency and our government are funding Al-Qaeda. Openly says that we've been funding Al-Qaeda. Openly says that we're still funding Al-Qaeda in two different places across the planet. What could possibly go wrong? They're funding our own attack. That's all CIA driven. So my view of it is, if the CIA, if an attack happens, the fucking CIA did it. And they should be held to account for it. And just like the FBI should be held to account for it. Especially if it happens this year. Chris Wray, all of his captains, his capos, all of his directors, all need to be rounded up and tried for treason, because that's dereliction of duty and that's treason. And they need to be held to account for that, because they've spent the last 6 years rounding up average Americans for doing nothing wrong. And now it's time for some serious payback and accountability, period, full stop. And I'm starting to hear more of that rhetoric coming from Trump, which is good. So he must have got the memo on the whole Greenland and Canada thing. But stranger things have happened. We'll see how this plays out in the next couple of days. See how, if the inauguration goes off. I think if he was smart, he would televise the inauguration. He would do a small ceremony at the White House and get to work. Call it good. Nobody cares about the pomp and circumstance. Nobody cares about the parade. Nobody cares about any of that. They just want him to get to transition power and get people in place and start cleaning things up. That's what people want. So why not give the public what they want and stop screwing around with the rest of it? So, and by the way, my apologies for being early today. Just have way too much on my plate right now. I wanted to do a soft launch of the path forward. I tried to do this the other day and the file was too big. So V sent me the right file. At least I found the right file he sent me. And so without further ado, let me jump off stage here and I'll play the intro to the new show. So there you have it, the path forward. We're looking at targeting May for kickoff of the new show. It'll be more relevant topics to what we need to be doing to fix our not just nation, but fix our local and state governments. And we're going to focus a lot of different energy on doing different types of shows. So there'll be a roundtable style show. There'll be shows related to, you know, pick your topic of being prepared. So we're going to stay on the genre, but we're expecting it's going to take us another month or two to get, you know, to get a set up, to get a, you know, a place to do demonstrations, things like that. So we'll see how it all comes together. I'm actually in the process of clearing out space to do different studio, to, you know, so I can do a face-to-face interviews, et cetera. So look for more on that in the next couple of months, but we're working towards it slowly but surely. And it's taken us a long time to get here, partly because I wanted to make sure that this time around that this channel remains focused on the information war, but that channel is really going to be set up to help get people really prepared and get people really involved. And the hard, fast rule I have is no politicians. I'm not going to interview one fucking politician, because the only thing they create is bullshit. People don't need any more bullshit. They need people that are involved in the system that can give you the ins and outs of what's going on in the system and where people need to plug in. And let's hope for our sake that by the time we go live with the show, the country will be in a better position. But we'll see. I think the next few months are going to be very, very interesting, both politically from an information perspective, as well as from a natural disaster perspective. I don't think we're done with those either. The other thing I think is it's called The Path Forward. That's the new channel. And yeah, it's going to be. And the other thing too is I'm creating a media group. It'll be called Murray Media Group, MMG, and I'm going to sponsor a bunch of different people to start shows, do podcasting, and I think there's a lot of people with good ideas, and now's the time to start putting those good ideas out on the airways and get people, you know, looking forward, because we need to start looking forward and stop looking backwards. We need to look backwards to hold people accountable and let the legal system take its course if that's the way it's going to go, because it really looks like all the kinetic stuff is going to be avoided. However, the thing that we need to be very, very vigilant of and very mindful of is that we still have oligarchs running the show. And if this moves in the direction of a technocracy or any kind of a control grid, then guess what? Then this will be an insurgency. And I'm not cautiously optimistic. I'm pessimistic right now, and I'm cynical about what I'm seeing. And if you watch the interview, the show I did with Luongo on Mike Ferris's Coffee and a Mic, you'll see that I'm very cynical, because, you know, he thinks that Trump is trying to disconnect from Europe and that they're trying to disengage from NATO. I've heard all those rumors. I don't know how much of that's true. So I'm going to stick with plan A. Every time Trump does and says something stupid, I'm going to hammer him at social media. I'm going to hammer him in all of my informal circles that communicate with him. And I've been doing that in the background for the last couple of weeks since this greenless shit came out. And I've let everybody know that, number one, he needs to stop talking about that shit. He needs to stop talking about warp speed. And most importantly, he needs to stop patting himself on the back for it. And he needs to start getting ready to hold the pharmaceuticals accounting and repealing the CARES Act, and then repealing the 1987 Vaccine Act and hold these motherfuckers accountable. There is no other answer that's going to be acceptable to the American public. And I don't know about the rest of you, but just in the last couple of weeks, there's been a rash of people I know that have died just out of nowhere. And people are starting to figure it out. I mean, let me say that differently. People are starting to ask questions. They're not making the correlation, especially the people that their entire family's jabbed. They're not making the correlation. And what I find very, very interesting is that, you know, causation and correlation are not in the discussion right now, at least, you know, in the liberal side of the house. And I've been watching Blue Sky, which is where all the liberals retreated to when they got basically thrown off their echo chamber, that is Twitter. And people started coming back and going after conservative or liberal viewpoints. They all bailed and went to Blue Sky. It's funny the number of actors that are out there now. A bunch of actors have jumped over there too. So tells you where that the Hollywood crowd has not learned anything. And we'll see what they learn from this fire situation, because a lot of them lost their homes and now they got to deal with the city to get all their permitting done. This should be very interesting. But anyway, suffice it to say that there's a lot brewing. And I'm going to stick with plan A, which is go after Trump for the things he's doing wrong. And, you know, I call a spade a spade. And I give credit where credit's due, but I also criticize, you know, I'm not going to sit there and blow sunshine up Trump's ass. Like, we sent him there for a reason. And I'm sticking to the narrative that it was an overwhelming majority of Americans that voted and they couldn't cheat, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how much of that's true. But the one narrative that I think is very dangerous that's building in the background right now, which hasn't quite made its way to the mainstream, is that China was the one running the op in 2020 to keep Trump out of office, which is not true. And January 6th was carried out by Pelosi and a number of people in Congress. Those people are traitors. Election interference, they committed treason. It was on display for everyone to see. And I've said this to the Trump people too, through a variety of channels. You are going to hold those people accountable for treason, regardless of how much money they have, how much status they have, how much power they have, and how much leverage they have on people. I don't care. You are going to hold them all accountable for treason. Mike Pence is going to stand trial for treason. So is Paul Ryan. So is Nancy Pelosi. So is Chuck Schumer. So is Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham. Anybody that was involved with January 6th goes to prison, full stop. And I'm not giving up that narrative. And I'm definitely not going to give up that push and buy into this narrative that China was behind all of it. That's a bunch of BS. They're not going to scapegoat China so they can exonerate these people and let them retire. And you know, Obama's in there somewhere, and so is Biden, and so are the Clintons. All of them need to be held to account. I don't care if Obama is a former president. I don't care. He's a Manchurian candidate. He's a controlled asset for another country, which means he's a traitor. That is going to be the number one thing that Americans want to see, is accountability. And I'm not going to let them the blame shift game to give these people an out. And the same goes for every judge, every district attorney, every state AG, and Merrick Garland, Chris Wray. These people need to be held to account. Yeah, I saw the interaction between Trump and Obama Turbo. I didn't get that. I saw Obama was very uncomfortable and Trump was calm, cool, and collect. And, you know, he's not going to get on camera in front of the press and say he can't, you know, he despises Obama. He can't do that. not politically, because then the press will shift gears and it'll be 100% attack all 100% of the time. He just can't afford that. So what makes more sense for Trump to do is to just play it cool, get into office, and then start to drive actions. And I hope that's what he does. And I hope he does it soon, because he's got a bulk of the population that wants to see people held accountable. And I don't think that, Trump owns it. Obama is Trump's bitch right now. And pretty soon he's going to be somebody's bitch in prison. And for Mike Flynn, so there's been several interesting posts from Mike Flynn. And why am I watching Flynn? Because Flynn is a bellwether for the national security state. And he understands what the public wants, and he's telegraphing. My guess is he's telegraphing to the administrative state, and he's telegraphing to the intelligence community that these guys are not going to be protected. Full stop. And in November, he released a tweet about Obama, I remember what you did. Everybody will remember what you did. You're going to be held accountable. And then today he's going after AIPAC. They're setting up to do a major shift away from the foreign policy that has dominated U.S. politics for almost 80 years. And that is, I think they're getting ready to throw Israel under the bus. And it's a big statement that Netanyahu is not coming here for the inauguration. And good riddance, as far as I'm concerned. He's a psychopath. But it'll be very interesting to see how Mossad responds, because it'll be Mossad that responds for him. They're his henchmen. So we'll see how it all plays out, but it's shaping up to be very interesting. And by the way, today is a full moon. So if people go batshit crazy today, which so far they haven't, which is fantastic, and there hasn't been a major attack that I know of. So far, so good. The key in the next couple of months is going to be, can they pull off the October 7th style attack? And can they build the narrative? I can tell you right now that most people won't buy it. Most people don't trust the CIA, and they definitively don't trust the administrative state. So that's a good thing. And now I'm just looking at, looks like Rachel Maddow is going to go back on NBC and do a nightly show. Yeah, good luck with that bitch. So, and they're playing up the convicted felon portion of this. Did anybody watch the sentencing on Friday? I didn't watch it. I didn't hear anything about it. Of course, I don't really give a shit. So they're going to play that up too. So we'll see how things, we'll see what their next play is going to be, right? Yeah. Yeah, Turbo, it's fucking early. Yeah, it's really early. We'll see how things develop. A lot of things right now are being floated, and I think we're going to see more of that, where they're floating these narratives to see what sticks. And the good thing is as people see more and more, as more and more people are getting and becoming awake, we're seeing less and less adoption or belief in some of these narratives. Look, you can't expect the hardcore liberals to get away from Trump derangement syndrome. They're going to stick with it. And now with, their own platform like Blue Sky, that's just an echo chamber like Twitter was, you're not going to reach them. Things that will reach these people that are on the extremes is going to be natural events and, fires like in LA where they lose something. Because most people are convinced this shit can't happen to them. And then when it does, they lose their minds. So I think it's a great thing that a lot of Hollywood elites have lost their shit. Because it's a wake-up call for them. That they're human too. And, when you believe your own press, guess what? Start to buy into your own BS. So, anyway. Thanks for that, by the way, Rhythmic. I hope he did. I hope he called that, lying son of a bitch judge. I hope he called him out to his face. And I hope that he faces prosecutorial misconduct. Because he should be brought up on charges, biased fuck. And, you know, if there's a clear case for prosecutorial misconduct, I don't know what it is, because everything that guy did throughout that trial was unconstitutional. And I think it's interesting that the Supreme Court allowed the sentencing to continue, which is a bunch of BS. But, you know, it's like everything else, right? Until we regain control of the media, we regain control of the legal system, and we regain control of the narrative in society, and people actually start to see what's really going on, this kind of stuff's going to continue. But it shows you clearly that there literally is no bridge too far for the liberals. They can justify anything if it fits their narrative and it fits their agenda. They will lie, cheat, and steal, and do whatever is necessary to achieve their agenda goals. That without hesitation. And that in and of itself is appalling to me, but you know, it is what it is. So, and I had a few more things I was going to talk about, but I'll save them for Wednesday night. And we are going to do a roundtable this week. I'm trying to corral the guys, so we'll get that sorted this week. And if something big happens, we will do a roundtable around it. But I'm going to cut this short today because I've got to run off and do some customer stuff and got some other things I have to go deal with work wise. But at least wanted to get a few things out there for people to consider. Look, if anything can happen between now and the inauguration, and I can't stress enough to be prepared as much as possible. You can't, like we were talking about, you can't prepare for fire. A fire like that with high winds. What did Maui and LA have in common? High winds and uncontrollable fires that spread because of high winds. Those two things were in common. I'm hearing lots of stuff about, you know, direct energy weapons and all. There's no proof of any of that. But there is proof that those fires were deliberately set by illegals carrying cell phones, et cetera. And there was two or three groups, from what I understand, that were rolled up. We should hear more about that in the next couple of days. But be prepared for anything. I don't think this is the last thing we're going to see. I think we're going to see more. I think it's going to be coming at a faster pace. And I think it's going to be all over the U.S., not just in the you know, major cities. So don't let your guard down. And as much as possible, be situation aware to where you are. If you can, avoid large groups of people, because you never know. I'll be back on Wednesday. God bless everyone. One team, one fight.